AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. House Republicans are making a push to pass President Trump's tax breaks and spending cuts bill.
After it narrowly passed the Senate yesterday, House GOP leaders are essentially daring their members to defy the president by voting against the bill. Many, like Missouri's Mark Alford, are on board, saying it's about delivering the change voters want.
Deliver on the mandate that they gave us back in November.
But there are holdouts in the slim GOP majority, and the president's been hosting some Republicans here at the White House, like Oklahoma's Stephanie Bice, who posted a video on social media.
Hopefully we can get this wrapped up by the end of the day.
All Democrats are united against a bill Catherine Clark calls a betrayal of the American people, aimed at helping the rich and hurting all others.
The Republican Party views you as expendable.
And Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries hopes enough GOP members take a stand.
Just four. There are 220 of them.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Brian Koberger has pleaded guilty to murder and the brutal stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. Kohlberg admitted to the slayings before entering a formal guilty plea in a deal in which he will avoid the death penalty. The judge in the Sean Diddy Combs trial will return to the courtroom later today to make a decision on his bail request. Combs' attorneys want him released while he awaits sentencing. Prosecutors oppose any release. Combs has been acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering charges, but he has been convicted of lesser prostitution-related offenses and faces prison time. Former federal prosecutor Mitchell Epner thinks this is a victory for Combs.
This is a huge victory for Sean Combs and a big defeat for the prosecution.
This is AP News. Officials say an Australian domestic flight was delayed for 2 hours after a stowaway snake was found in the plane's cargo hold. Snake catcher Mark Pelley says the snake was found on Tuesday as passengers were boarding Virgin Australian flight VA337 at Melbourne Airport.
I got a call from Melbourne Airport or from Virgin basically saying there was a snake on a plane. Can you get here as soon as possible because a plane cannot leave the runway until you come and deal with this. That one was easy compared to usual. Usually I have to start pulling stuff apart. So my mum said I was always good at demolishing and breaking things. So I've now turned it into a career.
The snake turned out to be a harmless 2-foot green tree snake. And the NCAA's house settlement era has opened, with athletic programs across the country free to start paying millions to their athletes in the biggest change in the history of college athletics. More news is available at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.